I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. A few years back, the Natural Resources Commission implemented a series of regulations for amphibians and reptiles in the Mountain State solely for the protection of those species. Well, this year, those rules are being tightened up. We'll tell you a little more about that coming up in a moment. The state DNR is proposing a couple of changes to regulations that regard amphibians and reptiles in the state. Kevin Oxenrider with the DNR explains what they want to do.
We're coming up with two proposals. One would be to add two species of amphibians, the Blanchard's cricket frog and also the yellow-spotted woodland salamander, to the list of native species. Blanchard's cricket frog has always been regarded that way. Somehow it was kind of overlooked in the original regulations, and so we want to make sure we maintain regulatory authority over native species. And the yellow-spotted woodland salamander is a newly discovered to science, newly described animal, and so we want to add that on there. The other proposal is to close several species that are currently listed within our State Wildlife Action Plan as Priority 1 Species of Greatest Conservation Need. So these are animals that have been identified as being having extra conservation priority due to rising threats. And in this case, most of those are illegal collection and also disease risks.
Now, in the original regs, you could keep a timber rattlesnake, and one of the reasons was literally religious. But now even the rattlers and other snakes are in some peril, and that reg is being changed.
In regard to the rattlesnake, we're working very closely with law enforcement on that. We are in no means trying to take away anybody's right to be able to do those things. And so we will continue working with law enforcement. For the box turtles, the issue there is that we are having some serious poaching issues and illegal collection issues of box turtles. We're starting to see that not only in West Virginia, but we're also seeing that across the U.S. They're starting to be collected and sold on the black market.
As Kevin said, these regulations are not aimed at a kid collecting a box turtle to be kept in their room. They're aimed at out-of-state poachers collecting 200 of them to sell on the internet overseas. And Oxenrider says the original regs have helped, but not in all cases.
In some situations, it has for the species that have been listed. The species that were maintained to allow take, we've started seeing rises in collection. And as I said, several of those animals also have issues with emerging diseases.
And the proposed regulations are now out for public comment and will be available for review at the upcoming sportsmen's sectional meetings all across West Virginia in the weeks ahead. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.